Yeah, the delegation of the government will go to Addis Ababa as planned. The thematic areas that were actually to report on the issue of the IGAD proposals have finished their work and they have submitted a report to the president. The president is looking at the reports and the president will be able to advise on how to, you know, to go about this.
Is the government coming up with alternative to what has come there?
The government will file up some proposals. You know, it will be confirming some part of the proposals, and will try to reshape some part of proposals so that if this is what the IGAD wanted, you know, then the government will have to reshape and put in, you know, some input so that real peace is signed. Yes.
From the discussions, do you see that we will be closer to peace in the next round of talks?
Yeah, what we are looking for as government is to bring peace, and there's no any alternative to peace, and if our IGAD mediators are serious about, you know, seeing real peace coming to South Sudan, not peace that is being imposed, not peace that is so imbalanced, you know, then the proposal that the government will actually give to the IGAD mediators will be amicable and will be a proposal that will show our genuineness actually to, you know, for peace. Yes.
Lastly, many people are just concentrating on the issue of power sharing, and it seems the government has rejected the proposal for power sharing in Upper Nile in particular.
Yeah.
And we could see that in the statement of the president during the Martyrs' Day.
Yes.
Is it still the same position at the moment?
Yeah, in actual fact, you know, what has happened actually, really, you know, especially those, you know, mediators who tries to put especially status of Greater Upper Nile in the hand of the rebels, speak about the ignorance of the people who draw this, you know, ignorant of the situation, of the whole situation. If they really had knowledge about the Greater Upper Nile and the composition of the Upper Nile, they cannot even dream about giving 53% to Riek Machar. If they are looking for peace, unless they are looking for something else, you know, you never know. Maybe they are looking for something else, not peace. But if they are looking for peace, then Upper Nile is not under control of the rebels, nor anybody can just assume that, you know, Greater Upper Nile supports the rebels, you know. But this is not true. Rebels have a very, very limited space in Upper Nile, in Greater Upper Nile. And so if the reverse was true, 33%, 53%, it would have been a little bit closer to reality.